Thank you for calling NHS Resignation, formerly the NHS Litigation Authority. Please select from the following options. Press 1 for claims management. Press 2 for practitioner.
1.
Press 1 for clinical claims inquiries. Press 2 for non-clinical claims inquiries.
1. Hello, may I ask who I'm speaking to, please?
Yeah, Deirdre Down.
Pardon?
Deirdre Down.
Davey Down.
Deirdre.
Deirdre Down, how you doing, Deirdre? My name's Mr. Cordell, Simon Cordell.
Hi.
How you doing? I just had a few general inquiries. I've been through patient experience and email them an official complaint and so forth, but just a few practicalities inside of it, and I didn't really resolve the issues as I thought they should have been resolved with the people that I was putting the complaints in against. I've redrafted a report and I would like to be able to hand that report over to yourselves, and I've built a website, and that website also describes some of the problems that I've had with the NHS alongside other government departments. I was just wondering if I basically first am I through to the right people to continue with the and to try and resolve the issues. Secondly, is that correct? Am I through to somebody that could help me be able to resolve these issues?
It depends on what the issues are. Is it about submitting a claim form? A claim in the NHS Plus, or?
Yeah, I've had dealings. Can you actually explain to me how the actual framework a bit of when you are dealing with complaints? Because there's patient experience. You are what department are you? Your NHS resolution, then you can actually write to the to St Anne's Hospital, the mental health department, because that's who I'm dealing with. That's what my complaints against the mental health department. So I wrote to them. I've had dealings with them. I've had dealings with patient experience, and now your resolution. Which one is the actual door that you should go through when dealing with a complaint?
If you're only dealing with a complaint, then that must go to the trust directly, because they're the ones who deal with the complaint, not us. So are you only going to make a complaint to the trust, then you should write to them directly.
Okay. I've been advised, because I put a subject access request in on the 4th and the 4th, I've been advised by Pacific people that I've recorded to deal with my issues externally, so not internally, not with the trust. So I chose to, in regards to that, I chose, well, there's the Ombudsman I can go to, Citizens Advice, as most would know, and I also understand that the insurance companies that represent these buildings, you'd get public liability and employers' liability. Now, the insurance company is its own regulator, and if I request off of you, say we have a car crash today, and I request off of that, we haven't those, that's just a scenario, I request off you your insurance details. Normally you have 14 days to give me your insurance details, because where they're their own regulators, they can do their own out-of-body inquiry. Yeah. Now I've chose, sorry, go on.
So if you're talking about public liability and employee liability, so is it an incident that happened at the trust? Because we would deal with the public liability aspect of it. You're not an employee, so it would be public liability.
Yeah, you would deal with public liability issues, and that can cover when any member of the trust itself is in the public, when they're working on behalf of the company also, as well as on site. Is that correct?
So are you a contractor and something happened at the trust, so then that would fall... so wouldn't you have your own insurance then if you're a contractor?
No, I'm saying if I'm a member of the public and I am now, the mental health team come from Chase Farm Hospital, for instance, or from St. Anne's team, they come out of the hospital site, but they're working for the company. Now, their public liability does cover them while they're off of site, while they're dealing with company issues. And I've been dealt with in this manner, and I have a large amount of complaints. I've drafted a complete report on a website, as I've explained, horrificcorruption.com, and I would like to be able to make a claim against them.
Okay, so I'm just going to have to just run through it again quickly.
Thank you, God bless.
Hello?
No, sorry, somebody just knocked at my door. Sorry to be.
Okay. So you can talk.
Pardon?
So you can talk now?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. So you're saying that the employees, when they left the site,
Staff
at the hospital, they left the site. So
yeah, all the doctors come on. I've basically stripped Rio, and I've stripped it with a FOI, Freedom of Information Act. I've put all of that into a complete diary. Now I've been recording the trust. The trust has been trying to say that I had a mental illness. Yeah, and I can prove that the trust, that members of the, I didn't just strip Rio. I stripped all of the council's computers who were attacking me, and all of the police's computers. I've stripped everyone's computers. I went and done Citizens Advice. I've done IPOC. I took all of the information they hold on me under my DPA 1988 and GDPR, and I've done a complete diary, put it all into Word. I wrote brand new texts, wrote brand new PDF books for it. Now I've been phoning. One day I wasn't in my house, and the council decided, because they put me on a 9-year curfew and forgot to arrest me and set me up. I couldn't never have done what I was being accused of, and I could prove. The police started putting pressure on the NHS, on Merlin, to come over to get me. Now, I wasn't in my house. They set me up completely and thought I was in my house, yeah? And they made up some possession order, then they made another injunction order that I won, then another injunction order that I won, then another possession order that I won, and then and this ASBO. So now, where they've been trying to cover all of this up, they've been putting stress onto the NHS and sending it. Now, I've got all their release notes, and their release notes blatantly say, yeah, what they blatantly say is, yeah, we're going to label him that he's got mental health conditions. And then every day they've gone into Rio, into a forum, and they've like, there's like six doctors a day, three doctors every day going in there planning how they're going to get me onto medication. They've took me to the hospital on an assessment wing when I've been assessed like about, out of this, I think it's about 73 times I last counted. I've had the doctors have come to my house and wrote about me on the average of over 900 times, yeah. But I've never been diagnosed with a mental illness. I've never had to take medication. But they've tried to mislead me. They wrote a massive list down of different tablets they're going to put me on, the worst tablets and the things that they're going to do to me. When I'm phoning them, they've been saying to me, "You do know that we kill people that are on section, don't you?" Yeah, and all that, and that people. And and people that do complaints, and I've got all of this on recording, yeah, and the rest of it where they've been trying to avoid disciplinary action. I would like to prosecute for malicious prosecution, targeted malice, yeah, and malicious prosecution and malicious process. Now, I understand that this is my legal right, and use, and if these do something to me, this is what their insurance protects them for. I've wrote the complaints, and I have it all drafted, and I would like to go through this with yourselves or with somebody that's official that would handle this with due diligence. I do not want no gross misconduct on your behalf or negligence on your behalf. So I'd just like a fair process, which is right to my equality, right to Equality Act 2010, for no diversity or anything. Judge would like a fair chance with what I've presented. The videos, every time that they've come to my house, I've recorded them all. I've done everything. I can prove so much misjustice and miscarriage. It's unfair for me to have to suffer through these people being allowed to work any longer or any other person.
Okay, so what does that sound like? It is best, you're actually referring to clinical negligence, so it's got nothing to do with any public liability or for your liability. So what you have to do, you had mentioned that you've written to the trust with a complaint.
Yeah, that's correct.
You've written to them before. So you have to let them know that you would actually like to bring a claim against the trust. And then, so what that will do is escalate your case, and it will come to us through the NHS resolution. But you have to go to the trust in the first instance.
I have to go to the trust in the first place.
You have to submit that complaint that you have and say that you'd like compensation for what's been done, and okay, then it will be escalated. But yeah, it's got nothing to do with public or employee liability.
What policy does it? Because I put a subject access request in on the 4th of the 4th, 2019, and I've said to them, I request your insurance details for the years from 2014 to 19. I would like you to display your public liability insurance policies and any specialist policies for staff to maintain the running objectives of their company and of the company. And basically, so I've asked for the liability, and I've asked for anything else that would protect them, and they refused to write back to me, refused to acknowledge my emails. I have receipt of all of this, so I don't see why I should have to suffer because of their negligence even further. What this thing says, things should be dealt with in a fair time process, and it says it in all of their policies of equality and the things that they publish out on the 31st of every month, every 3 months, to meet the Equality Act.
But that sounds like something that you do have to pick up with a trust, though. That's not something that we can assist you with here.
What policy is it would I be after? Because if you're saying it's not going to come off the liability, where would this, would it would come directly out of the trustee's accounts?
That's right. So they would be able to assist you and to tell you which information is available to you. But in the first instance, they would be able to assist with any documents that you need relating to your case.
Okay.
Because we wouldn't give that out. We don't have that information. We don't have access to.
But who does the director to resources and development does, who used to be the old recipient holder for the company? The company is built under a constitution, a constitutional of rights, yeah, which means it's a government company. It's stated in oath that this company here is set out to help the people, the same at the NHS and the same as thing. The first hospital was built in 1941, weren't it, or something around that stage? London Royal Hospital, which was to protect lungs, livers, hearts and diseases and the rest of it. I've got all the history here of how it was built, and I understand how the company structure works, yeah, and I don't think that what you're explaining to me is correct. There is a receipt holder recipient who's in charge of all of the articles of association to that company, and is in charge of anything, resources, development and finances. And if I write Enfield Council whistleblowing policy, for instance, into Google, it will show me who the developer of resources is and who that person is. You must surely know them if you are of your revolution team and know who that person is, because they're in charge of your whole department and any other departments of subcontracted that are maintaining these references. Financial resolution. So who is the director to resources and development, and who is the receipt holder for all the finances for the company and the articles? And who do I have to address my complaints to that can deal with things in a fair time and with a fair response?
What you need, like I said, you need to go to the trust for all of that information. We won't hold that here.
We have none of those records here. You need to go to the trust to get those records.
Okay, I appreciate that. Okay, madam.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. You have a good day. Goodbye.